This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but does the same rule apply to buildings and brands? I don't know if William Shakespeare ever thought that when he wrote that he would necessarily not be referring to Romeo and Juliet, but instead to Donald Trump. But here we are. I am making the link and I'm sticking to it. So according to the Washington Post, some branding experts are arguing that Donald Trump's time as president and the controversies that he was embroiled in have damaged his name, his human brand, and therefore the value of the things that have his name, which in essence is we all know, mean his buildings.
Yeah, so the investors are looking to buy up many of Trump's properties, and they believe that they can get a good deal because of that damage to his brand. And if they get it, they actually plan to remove his name from the buildings. And there was what seemed like a snarky comment, and there are plenty of them everywhere. His holdings now actually include 10 hotels, 13 clubs, about 20 name brand offices or residential towers, two ice rinks, and a winery. And it's interesting that you use that phrase human brand, right? Because the Trump brand is much about his image as a tycoon, as a mogul, as it is about what he offers. And his properties really target that sort of wealthy city-dwelling resident, as well as those who plan these sort of big glitzy conventions. And it's within that segment that investors and buyers now think that that brand name no longer holds much cachet.
Yeah, just the very premise of a human brand is interesting in no small part because someone like Donald Trump really captures and encapsulates that, right? Prior to his political run and becoming president, he was known for all those things. He was known as the guy who was the apprentice. He was known as a shrewd businessman. And, you hear Trump, you think gold because that is also the decor that most of the buildings kind of engaged in, really. And all of which to say that it's interesting, I think, to look at, I'm interested in longevity. So I'm curious as to whether in a few years or if and when the political pendulum swings again, we are going to see the same perception of what the Trump name is. Because fundamentally what it comes down to is that former customers are not likely to use those properties anymore because of all the things that we've talked about, the fact that his divisive personality in office hurt his human brand. And now that brand has associations with anti-government views, to a degree with racism, with extremism. And so former customers don't want to be associated with that. And his new followers are not enough to make up the difference because we previously are talking about a brand that was to do with exclusivity and big spending. And so it's very hard to kind of make that up.
And we were seeing some signs of this even during his presidency. For instance, the Professional Golfers Association in 2016, they moved the World Golf Championships from Trump National Doral to Mexico. The championship actually used to be a huge Russian revenue for the Trump organization. And this was just one of those things that happened. Many charities canceled the annual events that they would previously have that were associated with the Trump name. The Trump Soho Hotel had to rebrand to be called the Dominic because it was losing customers like the NBA and the NFL. So I think there is something to be said here for Trump, the businessman, espousing particular views is very different from Trump then becoming president and then those views having real life ramifications. And I think that's the fallout that we're seeing now.
So a couple of questions, that arise, right? So like I said earlier, I wonder how long this will last, whether or not the Trump brand as a whole will last through this rocky period, or will people eventually forget and let it go? I'm also interested to know whether or not we find ourselves attracted to or attached to brands that do have that personality, that do stem from a certain person or are associated with a specific personality. Let us know. I mean, so Trump aside, in general, do you find yourself drawn to brands that have that human brand element, where there is one charismatic person that represents that brand? What examples are those? How do you think the Trump brand has been impacted overall by his time in public office? You can let us know by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, joining us will be Vijay Anand, who is the head of creative for APAC at VaynerMedia. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the concept of human branding and how, I guess the pros and cons of it, how in good times when you have a charismatic person and personality representing a brand, you get all the benefits to do with that. You get the attention. But then when that person goes on to maybe be a little bit controversial, the brand suffers as well. So this was started off really by an article in the Washington Post that suggested that investors are looking for a way to buy up Trump's properties, and because they think that his brand is suffering, remove his name and then repackage everything. In general, we want to know what's your take on human branding, on this idea of having brands represented by people or personalities. Do you like it? Do you not? Do you find yourself moved to purchase or participate with brands like that, or not so much? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, joining us now, we have Vijay Anand, who's the head of creative for APAC at VaynerMedia. Vijay, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right, cool. Thanks for having me.
So firstly, I mean, we spoke about this a little bit earlier, but what are the pros and cons of having a brand that is closely tied to a person or to a personality?
Look, whenever we handle brands and stuff like that, and when brands come to us, one of the things, the first things we do for a brand is building a persona for a brand. So what does this brand sound like and feel like? And it's easy sometimes. And a lot of clients, you know, like, it happens in a lot of brainstorms when you kickstart a brand. And a lot of clients say that, oh, I want my brand to sound like Oprah Winfrey. I want my brand to be Jimmy Fallon. That is normal when you start a brand, right? So it's also cool, right? You know, because a brand is not tangible. You can't feel, there are products, but it's not a person you can feel and talk to. So having that personality is important. Look at how Elon Musk is to Tesla. As much as he has some negativity and some negative press always, but people always look at him as the innovator and the brand itself, right? So you can kind of move them, although the name, you know, it's Elon Musk and it's Tesla, but people kind of equate both of them together. You look at Kanye West and Yeezy. Of course, Kanye is a bit crazy. Well, a bit might be an understatement, but people still line up and buy his shoes, right? And he did a collab with Adidas for that. So people still look at the person, their persona, what they are, and they buy that brand, right?
So have we seen examples, though, of this kind of branding then becoming divorced from that person they were associated with initially?
For sure, for sure. There's a lot of brands along, you know, like a lot from the yesteryears. Then there are a lot of brands. The best example is Lance Armstrong Foundation. Well, it's not a product, but, you know, he had his issues with steroids and stuff like that. And they just rebranded to Live Strong. And along the years, you know, you've got brands that started off as people's names, like, but not with negative. That along the way, they just changed it and moved it. Like Pepsi used to be called Brad's Drink. So there was a guy called Caleb Bradham who started Brad's Drink and sold it in a drugstore. And it had his name until a few years, it became a brand, right? There are so many, like Peter's Super Submarines is actually Subway. So it's all people's names along the way it changed. But with negative press and all that, there's not many. There's the examples I gave earlier, like Kanye and Elon Musk and stuff, they are huge figures. And they've started brands that are not, although Kanye Yeezy has a bit of his name in it, but it's still a different persona. You look at Tony with AirAsia, you look at Richard Branson with his airlines and stuff, it's not their name, but they are the persona of the brand. And it's easier to sometimes kind of have different names so that it can get intertwined, but if the person goes into negative press, the brand can still live on its own, right?
So in line with that, then, our jumping off point for this was Trump. And in the past, you had Trump Tower, you had all the hotels and the like. But looking at things through a 2021 lens and looking at the Trump brand, how would you assess the brand's standing and value at the moment?
So as much as we all say we don't like this guy and we are out of America, there's a lot of people who has a bit more negative sentiments. There's still 50% of America who still loves him. So even if he sells anything, 50% of America, let's say 40% still buys, right? There's nothing. People are still going to buy. There will be a group of people who are still supporting him and still buying whatever that he sells. So it won't go down that easily. So my example is, there are supporters, all he needs, and people forget nowadays, right, so fast in the world of social age, right, you can remember him for all the bad things he's done, and he's one of the worst presidency, but one thing that he can do in the eye of public in the next 1 year might just turn things around, and like people are going to think like, oh damn, that guy is just amazing, back again, right? So unfortunately, the world is like that. People forget really fast.
What about the particular people that Trump's properties tend to target? The wealthy, the urban dwellers, these kind of glamorous big-time convention planners. How does this segment of the market respond to this idea of legacy or reputation of that human face?
I don't know. I'm not in that segment, but all I can think as an outsider is they don't care. They're still snobs, right? If they can, they will break up America and they will have an America of their own. That's the kind of people that he targets. And he will do that if he can, you know?
So I want to pick up on something you said earlier, which is people will forget, as in, you know, memories usually aren't that long. And how long does that take, actually? I mean, is it that people just move past it, or can a brand work towards maybe sparking fresh associations away from the person, even if that person is still a part of the brand?
Like if you work in branding and you work in PR, so one part of your job is crisis management, right? Brands will come to you, or people will come to you, or politicians even will come to people, crisis management companies, people who specialize in that, and say that I need to change something. People are looking at me in a negative way, right? Like, and there are specialists who can turn things around. Like I said, people will forget. The one thing that he does in the next 1 year, that if he helps someone, if he helps a bigger group, he does something that's going to change his perception, people will easily forget what happened.
What about that? Actually, that human aspect, though, interests me, right? Because with all of this crisis management and planning in place, how is all this complicated when it comes to that human part? You're basically relying on that person to also contribute to it.
Look, he's never going to change, right? That's the tough part. Like, if he approached me to do his branding, I would never take it, because he's never going to change. He's never going to be the same. He won't be a human, right? That's as simple as that. So it's going to be quite tough for a lot of people to change the perception. And to change him, I think, is the toughest part. So you can't change someone who's not a human, right? As crude as it, and bad as it sounds, I mean, there's a lot of other people, Trump is one, right? Like, there's a lot of people who've used their personal branding. If you Google personal branding, right, top personal brands in the world, number one, Elon Musk will come on. And he's had some negative press, but he's still number one. Number two is a guy that I work with. There's a guy called Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. He comes in really strong at number two. Then you have the rest, like Martha Stewart, and really, like, you know, Oprah Winfrey, all come in right after that, Tony Robbins and stuff like that. But these guys actually go out and stand for something. They actually help. Like my boss, Gary, he really helps people. And it's strangers. It's people who hit him up. You tweet sometimes. You're lucky he answers. I've met people who he's given random people who've got jobs, he's paying rent for them, things like that. So if you are a human and you go out and help others, whatever that you sell, people will still buy it, right? But someone like Trump, it's very tough.
Actually, when we brought up Martha Stewart, and I remembered she went to jail as well. So
Of course. She's then after that, she got on some videos with Snoop Dogg and stuff like that. So she's cool now. After going to jail, she's cool, you know?
Okay, Vijay, just in continuing, and for our last question, continuing this idea of somebody coming to you and asking you to help them with their branding, right? So if you have someone who comes and says, hey, I want to build a human brand, I want to be the face of my brand, what are the considerations considerations that you would need to take into account before saying, yes, I think this can work?
Usually, I mean, if it's me, I would say it's not advisable. Ideally, keep your personal brand separate from your brand that you're creating, because the brand needs to live on. But there are people, like I said, Gary Vee, he has his brand with his name on it and stuff like that, but it will live on. But ideally, you would not put your name and you would not tie yourself as a person to a brand and have it so intertwined with each other. Have hints of it, or I would not recommend that. But if someone still wants to do it, I think the best part is go on their social media, really do a, it's like really, you know, trying to hire the next president itself, right? You go to and do your background research on this person. What have they done? You know, how's their social perception? It's the age of social media, right? There is so much can be found about you. So if your brand is you, people are going to find dirt about you and bring your brand and yourself down. So it's not advisable, but I would do a research on that person. If there's any negative press, I would not do it. Even if they don't have, even if they are like an angel, I would still tell, like, you know, don't do it. Always keep it separate.
Vijay, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Nice. Thanks so much for having me. Nice talking to you all.
That was Vijay Anand, head of creative for APAC at VaynerMedia, talking to us about the concept of human branding, the idea of a person or a personality being really the central driving force of their brand, as we saw with Donald Trump for many years prior to him becoming president. And the reason why we're talking about that is because it turns out that post-presidency, investors are now saying there's been significant damage to the Trump brand, and therefore, basically, the sharks are in the water. They're sensing an opportunity. But we also wanted to look at just how you feel about having people or personalities represent brands. You know, does that work for you? Can you separate a person from the brand that they represent? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, quite appropriately, we have Duffy with Tainted Love, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.